CRI News. I'm Qi Zhi. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has arrived in Beijing, starting his two-day visit to China. Putin is set to hold meetings with his counterpart Premier Wen Jiabao, as well as President Hu Jintao and top legislator Wu Bangguo. Putin and Wen are expected to discuss bilateral trade, energy deals, and certain projects in science and military technology. During Putin's visit, the two sides also expected to hold talks aimed at advancing energy deals. China's foreign ministry says two Chinese sailors remain missing after their cargo ships were hijacked last week on the Mekong River in northern Thailand. Xinhua News Agency earlier cited Thai authorities saying that all 13 Chinese crewmen were dead. However, Thai investigators later said two of the 13 bodies they recovered did not belong to Chinese sailors. Thai authorities have identified the killers as a local drug ring. The Chinese Foreign Ministry and Southwest China's Yunnan Province have started an emergency mechanism to deal with the follow-up work. Egypt's ruling military council has ordered an inquiry into Sunday's clashes in Cairo that killed 25 people and injured over 300 others. Sunday's demonstrations were sparked after Muslim radicals tried to destroy a Coptic Christian church last week. At an emergency meeting in Cairo, the ruling military council ordered the formation of a fact-finding committee. Presidential candidate Amr Moussa says there must be procedures to deal with the current situation.
This is a crisis of great proportions. It could end in civil clashes and could lead to dire consequences. There must be procedures. We're talking about an immediate fact-finding committee with immediate results, and it's imperative that this matter does not happen again.
Tensions between Coptic Christians and Muslims in Egypt have increased since the February uprising. Libya's interim government forces say they have pro-Gaddafi troops cornered in two small areas of Sirte. One commander of the NTC says they have backed the Gaddafi loyalists into about 2 square kilometers of land near the sea. Heavy fighting, however, is continuing in Sirte, the hometown of fugitive former leader Muammar Gaddafi, as the loyalists put up fierce resistance. Meanwhile, the head of NATO says the alliance is to remain deployed in Libya as long as there are threats to the local civil population. However, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen also says NATO's mission in Libya is close to its end. He says the alliance is ready to conclude its operation as soon as the situation on the field requires it. The Chinese government is planning to launch a nationwide campaign this weekend to inspect the country's offshore drilling and exploration. The move is designed to try to prevent future oil spills. The joint inspection by 6 government departments comes after this summer's spill in Bohai Bay, which polluted some 5,500 square kilometers of the ocean. The 3-week inspection will check virtually everything involved in offshore oil operations, including both Chinese and foreign operations in Bohai, the East China Sea and the South China Sea. 5 people are dead and 1 injured after a crane collapsed in northwest China's Gansu province. The accident occurred late last night in a wind power equipment company in Zhouchuan. The arm of the crane broke and fell down during operation, crushing 5 workers to death. Rescuers are searching for 14 mountain climbers who have been missing for 12 days since they began their trip in southwest China's Sichuan province. The group include 9 tourists from Shanghai and Zhejiang, 1 local guide and 4 porters. They lost contact with outsiders since September 30th after they entered the Haizi Ravine, a famous tourist site in the mountainous Aba Prefecture. A U.S. salvage company has found the sunken wreckage of a second British ship full of silver, this one torpedoed by a German submarine in World War I. Odyssey Marine Exploration says it found the remains of the SS Montala under 2,500 meters of water in the North Atlantic Ocean. It was located about 160 kilometers from the site of the SS Gatsopa shipwreck, which Odyssey discovered last month. The Montala sank on February 9, 1917, after being torpedoed by a German submarine. It was believed to be carrying about 600,000 ounces of silver, based on a claim paid that year by the British Ministry of War Transport. That amount would be worth more than $19 million at today's spot market price for silver. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.